Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The Minnesota Office of Cannabis Management is hosting a second lottery tomorrow for cannabis retailer licenses. OCM spokesperson Jim Walker says this gives another opportunity to applicants not selected in the June lottery.
And that is going to be a combined lottery for social equity and general applicants. We're going to be pulling 75 licenses for that lottery. Yeah, we're looking forward to expanding the cannabis market in Minnesota even more.
Walker says the retail license allows sales of adult-use cannabis flower and plants, medical cannabis, and hemp-derived THC products. The numbers of the winning applicants will be picked using the SmartPlay digital lottery drawing system. The politically motivated shootings of two Minnesota lawmakers have shattered the feelings of being safe at the state capitol. Representative Maria Isa Perez Vega of St. Paul says when they return in February, it won't be the same, but hopefully the discussions can be more polite.
Definitely not going to be easy now. This session was brutal. But we worked it out to see what the hope is. And with the political violence that is hitting us directly, we got to focus more on strategically being a little bit nicer in these spaces, but also not letting go of the fight for what's equitable.
Perez Vega says she's still disappointed that last session saw the elimination of health insurance for undocumented workers. Authorities in Sherburn County are investigating the death of a six-month-old child in Big Lake. First responders were called to the home Friday morning on the report of an infant unresponsive and not breathing. Officers say paramedics attempted life-saving measures, but the child died at the scene. The Big Lake Police Department says several agencies are conducting a thorough and comprehensive investigation. No other information is being released. Auditions begin tonight for the 2025 Minnesota State Fair Amateur Talent Contest on the Bandshell stage. Entertainment supervisor Shannon Bukta says all these acts are competing for a spot in the next round.
At the end of the whole 7 days, we will tabulate those results, and whichever acts have the highest scores will move on to the semifinals, which take place the first 10 nights of the fair.
She says fans of the State Fair Talent Contest show up and root for the contestants. The auditions run today through Sunday on the state fairgrounds. And the Twins used the long ball to beat the Rockies 7-1 in the series finale Sunday in Denver. Royce Lewis hit a pair of home runs, Matt Wallner had a two-run shot, and Harrison Bader added a solo homer. All-star Joe Ryan pitched 7 innings of one-run ball for his 10th win. Twins play tonight at the LA Dodgers. This is MNN.